Manu Patra alerts dated the 14th of February 2020. Supreme Court has approved the use of double-sided printing on A4 sheets for filings. The court has taken the decision in environmental interest, following a meeting of the judges of the Committee for Rationalization of Use of Papers with members of the Supreme Court Bar Association and the Supreme Court Advocates on Record Association. Supreme Court has dismissed the writ petition filed by Vinay Sharma against the President's order, one of the four convicts awaiting execution of death penalty in the Nirbhaya case, rejecting his petition seeking mercy under Article 72 of the Constitution of India, 1949. Supreme Court has issued notice to the central government and Jammu and Kashmir, J&K. Administration on the habeas corpus petition filed by Sarah Abdullah Pilot against the detention of her brother Omar Abdullah, former Chief Minister, CM, of Jammu and Kashmir, under the J&K Public Safety Act, 1978. Supreme Court has turned down the plea made by Congress leader, Sajjan Kumar, who is serving life imprisonment for his involvement in 1984 anti-Sikh riots, for interim bail. Supreme Court has issued contempt notices to the telecom companies which have not yet paid the dues arising out of the October 2019 judgment which interpreted that the meaning of adjusted gross revenue, AGR, in telecom license agreements will include revenue from non-telecom sources as well. Bombay High Court has refused to grant anticipatory bail to journalist Gautam Navlakhar and scholar Anand Teltumbed in the Bhim Koregaon case. Madras High Court has asked the state government as to what steps have been taken for the rehabilitation of the families of manual scavengers, apart from payment of compensation to bereaved families. Calcutta High Court has stayed the construction of Reliance Jio Infocom Limited mobile tower as the local self-governing authorities did not comply with the clause 4A of the advisory guidelines regarding the installation of the tower. Further, the court has observed that the authorities did not invite objections from the people near the site of the proposed mobile tower. Karnataka High Court has issued notice on a public interest litigation, PIL, seeking action against the police authorities for illegally interrogating minor students of the Shaheen Education Society, Bidar, in connection to a play concerning the Citizenship Amendment Act. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Ahmedabad has held that the income received from film exhibition business that has been leased out to another party should be treated as business income for taxation. Authority for Advance Ruling, AAR, West Bengal has held that the composite supply of crushing the food grains belonging to the state government and delivery of the crushed grains will be exempted as the proportion of the packing materials in the composite supply in value terms does not exceed 25%. Customs Excise and Service Tax Appellate Tribunal, CESTAT, New Delhi has held that the right to collect parking fees given by the mall owners is a consideration provided to the appellant by the mall owners and the measure of such consideration is the gross income generated through the parking fees on which service tax would be leviable. Supreme Court has refused to entertain a plea seeking a Central Bureau of Investigation probe monitored by the court into the alleged molestation of students during a cultural festival at the Gargi College. Supreme Court has observed that the relevant date for the determination of compensation payable under the Employees' Compensation Act 1923 is the date of the accident. Supreme Court has held that while considering grounds for setting aside a foreign award, court must warrant minimal interference. The court has emphasized that clause B of subsection 1 of section 48 of the Arbitration and Conciliation Act 1996 cannot be given an expansive meaning. Allahabad High Court has stayed the recovery notice issued to a Kanpur man accused of destroying public property during the Anti-Citizenship Amendment Act protest in the city, stating that the Supreme Court was already examining their legality. Allahabad High Court has quashed the order of the Uttar Pradesh Registrar of Companies, ROC, where it declared 161 directors of various companies to be disqualified to continue as directors of the companies where they were holding such positions, cancelled their director identification number, DIN, numbers and barred them from being directors for 5 years. Bombay High Court has dismissed an election petition filed by one Manohar Dabres challenging Union Minister Nitin Gadkari's election from Nagpur constituency in 2019 Lok Sabha elections, under provisions of Order 7 Rule 11, A, of the Code of Civil Procedure, 1908 as there was absence of complete cause of action for declaring the election of the returned candidate to be void under subclause 4, of Clause D, of subsection 1, of Section 100 of the Representation of the People Act, 1951. Calcutta High Court has held that the legal profession is not a commercial activity and hence, the chambers of a lawyer in a residential property cannot be categorized as commercial use of the property. Karnataka High Court has termed the city's police commissioner's prohibitory orders preventing 5 or more people to thwart Anti-Citizenship Amendment Act protests as legal and unsustainable. Telangana High Court has held that service tax does not apply to the purchase of immovable property including an undivided share of land, directing a refund of the service tax collected. Madhya Pradesh High Court has ordered the state government to pay a compensation of 5 lakhs rupees to a 68-year-old man for keeping him in jail to serve a sentence for a date convict over mistaken identity. Chhattisgarh High Court has observed that the review power can be invoked only when there is an error apparent on the face of the record. The court further observed that the attempt of the review petitioners was only to have a rehearing of the matter and stated that the same was not permissible in exercise of the power of review. The Madras High Court has taken SUO Mato notice of the issue of encroachment of public land. The court has observed that the government land is being knocked away by private parties in collusion with the government officials, by using political influence, money power and muscle power. Madras High Court has stayed an order passed by Commissioner of Goods and Services Tax and Central Excise accusing the music composer, A.R. Rahman of evading payment of service tax and directing him to pay arrears amounting to 6.79 crore rupees, excluding interest related to period from April 2013 to June 2017, along with a penalty of another 6.79 crore rupees. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Delhi has held that the expenses which are incurred before the operation of a company are called pre-operative expenses and these expenses cannot be allowed as business expenses. Appellate Authority for Advance Ruling, AAR, Maharashtra has held that 18% Goods and Services Tax, GST, applies to the construction of flats to be given on lease. Securities and Exchange Board of India has introduced a system to monitor and detect misuse of client securities by stockbrokers in the wake of Kavi stockbroking case.